Hey, baby, this is Chris Johnson. And I don't know how much I like living in an apartment complex. I've been here since April. I had to move in April. I got new neighbors that live below me. And I got a new neighbor that lives next door. I used to have some big fat guy that lived next door. He was a monstrosity. Nice enough dude. I never knew his fucking name. You get like a certain amount of time to learn somebody's name. The name window, I call it. And once the name window closes, you can no longer ask that person's name. So I met this guy outside for, you know, whatever, however the fuck it happened. And I talked to him for a couple minutes and I was like, hey, buddy. And he was just, you know, he was kind of a douchey guy. So he's like, hey, what's going on? I see you got a skull on your shirt. You like skulls? You know, like one of those just weird, lame fucking conversations. And I was like, yeah, buddy, I do. You got a dog, huh? Nice dog. And his dog's name was Jeff. The coolest thing about this guy was that his dog's name was Jeff. I fucking love pets and animals named after mundane white human beings. Although I want to start naming pets after like NFL players. Like I want a DeBrickashaw. I want, you know, a DeQuell. I want a LaMarcus. I want all that shit in terms of pet names. I want to go to a park and I want to see somebody chasing a fucking pug screaming out like, Montel! Montel, come back! You know, something like that, because that's going to make my fucking day. But I think boring names like Paul and Jeff are funnier for pets. DeBrickashaw would be fucking great. Don't get me wrong. Jeff was like a little mutt. You have like, there's a weight limit here on how heavy the dogs can be. It's a 20-pound weight limit. So Jeff was this little fucking rat mutt, and he was pretty awesome. And for some reason, Jeff loved me, but he was like really stupid. So he would just like run circles around me. Like literally, like he would see me and he'd stick his fucking ass in the air and he'd just run around in circles. And then he would stop and look at me again. I'm like, and he would just do that over and over and over again. Like somebody just spun him around in circles 15 times, hit him in the head with a frying pan and just put him at my feet. He was fucked up. And I remember fat guy saying, he's like, yeah, that's Jeff. He's a handful. And I remember thinking, he's a handful. Do you mean literally? Because he weighs like 7 pounds. He's a handful. I love these people who are like super fucking weird about their pets. Now, I love my pets, but they make it seem like it's a lot of work. And I know pets are work, but like, I'm sorry. Jeff's not a fucking handful. You take Jeff outside a couple times a day. He takes a shit and you give him some fucking bones and he fucking sleeps the rest of the time. That's how it works. I've had dogs. I've had dogs my whole life. So, you know, it kind of blows. I got to make small talk with my neighbors. It's not an environment that I thrive in. Some of the small talk, too, is so fucking goofy. I'm coming back from the store one day. I have two cats. One's all black. One's all white. And, true story, when they fight, I call it a hate crime. So fucking hate crimes happen in this fucking apartment over and over and over again. But I'm going to bring the races together. I'm going to bridge that gap sooner or later. But the cat that's all white sits in the window often. And this woman's like, this woman runs over to me. She's like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, hey, what? What do you want? She's like, I saw your cat in the window. I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's Finley. She's like, have you seen what's in my window? And I know she has a cat because, yes, I have seen it in the window. But I don't want to fucking answer that question. I don't want to get involved in these annoying douchebag conversations, especially when we're playing Q&A. Like, yeah, I know I saw the cat in your window. Can't you just tell me what you fucking mean? Can't we do that? I got to play guessing game with you. I got to play fucking guess who. And I was like, yeah, I did notice that you had a white cat in your window too. And she's like, I got to ask you this. How old is he? Are you trying to set him up on a date? Finley's 10. And she's like, oh, I just wondered, you know, I have a white cat and you have a white cat. And I just thought that they might be related. That's a legitimate fucking question. There was no joke there. She thought that because I had a white cat in the window, that it might be related to her white cat. Not only that, she thought it might be like her cat's dad. She's like, we just got this cat. Could that be his dad? I mean, I don't know, I guess. He probably goes out and fucks strays, you know, sets up franchises in the streets. So maybe. But I don't think so. There are a lot of white cats out there, lady. That mentality is just so fucking weird to me. Like if I see a black cat, I don't think like, man, you think that could be Simon's mom? You think that could be his brother? Who fucking thinks like that? What the fuck is wrong with these people? I'm tired of fucking, like, apartment small talk. We got a laundry room. I walk in there with a basket one day, and anytime there's like four washers, four dryers in there, and, you know, you walk in like, laundry, huh? Like, no, I'm making fucking Eggs Benedict in here, you fucking idiot. Like, you don't have to say anything to me. Yes, I'm doing laundry. What the fuck was your first clue? We don't have to chat about this. We can just say hello. You can just fucking nod to me. I don't give a fuck. This goofy small talk makes me want to gouge your fucking eyes out. And I'll do it right here with my fingers. God damn it. Jesus. You can follow along with me on the old Podbean. On the old Podbean app or the fucking website. And I'm on iTunes as well. I'm on Google Play. And I'm getting myself out there, baby. And Twitter, too. @JohnsonHateYou. New episodes Sundays and Wednesday.